This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman is here to take us exploring. But before, I want to comment. I'm a subscriber to both Nature and Science magazine because I love to read articles I don't understand. However, I've noticed the editorials in both magazines, these are the peer-reviewed top science magazines, no longer resemble science. They resemble the editorial page of major newspapers both in Europe and America. I believe this change is new. Is that correct, Bob?
Actually, no, John. It's just that it's becoming increasingly noticeable. I've been noting the political biases of these major journals for about a decade now, and it's just getting worse and worse. And this kind of political bias is now leaking and has been leaking into the peer review part of the journals for now more than a decade. And there were two stories this week about peer review and the corruption thereon that I report on behind the Black. I have an essay called The Mess That Presently Exists in Science because of what these articles revealed. The first one is pretty devastating, and it involves Alzheimer's disease. For more than a decade, almost all research on that subject followed the work of a guy by the name of Eliza Maslia. Who was a major, was the head of the Division of Neurosciences at the National Institute of Aging in the NIH, and he basically helped direct where all the grant money was going to go. And the grant money was all working on his research, which said that it was proteins in the brain that appeared to cause Alzheimer's. Well, it's now turned out that he faked most of his research. Many of his papers have now been retracted. He's been removed by the NIH from his position, and it appears that several billion dollars of research money that he handed out was going to research that was useless, totally useless. We've lost almost a decade of research into Alzheimer's and a lot of money because of this guy's dishonesty and corruption in his research. So that's first. That's the first story. Basically, the government money was being misplaced by a guy who was faking his papers, faking images in his papers to come up with a fake solution, and nobody in peer review noticed it for more than a decade. The second story is even more embarrassing. A group of scientists wrote a paper specifically in November 23. It was a peer-reviewed paper that was published to outline ways to increase the accuracy, reliability, and rigor of scientific research. Their whole point was to try to prevent the kind of problems I've just described from the Alzheimer's research. It now has turned out, though, that that paper has been retracted because these so-called experts on scientific rigor had done a terrible job. Their own paper filled with errors as well as shoddy, incorrect methods that produced false results. So the very people who were supposed to tell the scientists how to be more precise and accurate in their work and also to get their peer review done right don't know how to do it. This is just the whole field of science has been corrupted in the last few years, and much of it has to do with politics. Much of it has to do with sloppiness because there's been too much government money too easily handed out, and so no one is under any pressure to get things right. And you don't want to lose that money, so no one wants to even point out errors. They don't want to point out that the emperor has no clothes because they're afraid of losing their own grant money. And it's all a tragedy, and we're suffering from it right now, John.
We have a minute, Bob, and this sounds alarming, and it needs peer-reviewed study. Bioengineered heart samples, ISS, confirm weightlessness weakens and ages the heart.
What this study did is it just merely confirmed what almost a half century of research in weightlessness has told us, that weightlessness ages the heart muscle. There's no question about that. Most of the time, people recover when they get back to Earth, but nonetheless, it does do some damage to the heart. And this is something we need to know more about, because if you're going to do a mission to Mars, you're going to be in weightlessness for more than 2 years. Either that, or we got to learn how to do some kind of artificial gravity on our space station.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.